morning. It's good to be able to come together to worship God this morning, and I appreciate the presence of everyone. As David has announced, we have several activities coming up, planning for our VBS. Let's be praying for those things, and let us be involved as much as we can, and we pray for the success of sharing the gospel in this community. It's good to be able to come together and worship and study God's Word, and I want us to think about the words of Jesus there in the Sermon on the Mount. You cannot serve God and, as the newer versions say, money. The older versions say mammon. Jesus used an Aramaic word to mean riches or material things or monetary things. You cannot do both. You have to pick one or the other. And of course, he's commending picking God, of course. I want to talk this morning about, and I want to encourage us this morning about being completely and totally committed to serving Christ and not settling for some sort of a partial compromise. Look at Jesus' words again. You cannot. There's just some things in life we can't do. There's a lot of things in life we can do, but there's some things in life we just cannot do. This is one of those cannot statements in the New Testament. We cannot serve God and money. We have to pick one or the other. We have to be completely on the side of one or the other. We can't compromise and try to have one foot in both realms. Turn back with me this morning to Exodus chapter 8. In a lesson that I've entitled, Serving God on Pharaoh's Terms. Some of our young people have been studying in their Bible classes the book of Genesis, and they've come into the book of Exodus. They've been looking at the 10 plagues and some of those things, and I think this is good timing. A lesson is good timing in that it goes along with some of the things that they've been studying, but it's good for us as adults as well. I want to talk about serving God on Pharaoh's terms. When we think about the matter of compromise, if you stop and think about that for just a moment, when there is a compromising situation, are you totally happy about that? Stop and think about that a minute. Sometimes business individuals, corporate, they'll go into a boardroom and they're going to sit down and they're going to make some decisions, and they can't decide across the table what each one wants to do. And so they start talking back and forth across the conference table there, and they want to settle on compromise. Well, as everybody's leaving, there's smiles and there's handshakes, but we know deep down inside, I didn't completely get what I wanted. I'm really not that happy. On the inside, we know that we're really not that happy. Have you ever thought about what compromise actually does? It's a lowering of the bar. It's a settling for something less. And if you stop and think about it for just a minute, it really doesn't make us happy. We're not as happy as we would be if we were totally committed to one side. We're not as blessed. We're not as fruitful. We're not as active. We're not as committed. We're not as faithful. Really, compromise, if you think about it, it's the easier way. That's true. But we're really not happy. Think about that with regard to a marriage. Think about your spouse. If they were not completely and totally committed to you, and we're just going to have some sort of a lower type of compromise, are we really happy? No, we're happy when we're totally committed. When we've completely put all of our commitment in one area, compromise really makes us unhappy, unfruitful, less active. And so this morning I want to encourage us along the lines of completely picking Christ and being 100% on His side and not trying some sort of a compromise with the world. When I think about serving God on Pharaoh's terms, we're going to see this morning that really that's what it is. Pharaoh is suggesting compromise. Pharaoh is suggesting that I don't care if you serve God, I don't mind if you serve God, but you have to have one foot serving Him and one foot serving me. And we're going to find this morning that Moses says that is completely out of the question. And so this morning, I want us to think about what Pharaoh attempts here and how that really is happening in our lives today if we're not careful. Pharaoh is around today. He's live and well, telling us as Christians, well, I don't mind if you serve Christ, but let's just do that in some sort of a compromising position. Don't be totally committed to Him. Have some commitment to Him and have some commitment to me. Look at Christians today. There may be some who could be here and are not. Why are they not here? Why are some Christians unhappy? Why are some Christians not here? Why are some Christians unfruitful and they're not active in the local congregation? And a lot of times they're murmuring, complaining, and divisive and causing problems. Why is that? They are trying to serve Christ and the world at the same time. And they're just miserable and they make others around them miserable. When we learn the principle of being totally committed without compromise, then we can really do great things for the Lord. When you look at the beginning of the book of Exodus, of course, we're very familiar with these things. The first two chapters talking about Israel's oppression or their bondage in Egypt. And then God comes in the burning bush and He calls Moses to be the leader. And God promises them deliverance in chapters 3 and 4, and that Moses and Aaron are going to be the ones who do that leading of Israel out of Egypt. We come to chapter 5 where Moses makes his formal request, and who is this, you know, Jehovah that I should know Him and obey Him? And so he begins this defiant, hardened refusal. And then God renews the promise again that He will lead them out in chapter 6. When we come to Exodus chapter 7, we begin to see what we call the 10 plagues. The water turned to blood, the frogs, the lice, and the flies. And what we're going to look at this morning, if you'll turn with me to Exodus chapter 8 then, 8 through 10, we're going to look at four of Pharaoh's compromises. And I hope that we'll learn this morning that compromise just simply is not what needs to be in our life, but total, complete commitment to the Lord. Pharaoh has this approach that compromise is good for all of us. And we're going to see that Moses says no every time. Anything less than total and complete obedience to God is not what God wants. And we are not going to settle for anything less. We're going to see this morning that God sets the bar here. He says, this is what I want. Pharaoh comes along and sets the bar here. And he says, this is just as good as up here. Come down here. And Moses says, no, every time. Don't let someone lower the bar for us, brother. God places the bar here. This is what He wants. Don't let the world come along and say, this is fine. Something less is fine. Always say no to that. And nothing but complete and total commitment to the Lord. I want us to examine then this morning in Exodus 8 through 10, the four subtle and evil compromises of Pharaoh. We'll see them in our lives today. We'll see them where the devil wants this same type of thing with us today, and we need to learn to say no every time. Don't let somebody lower the bar for our Christianity. What is compromise? Well, we know that compromise, of course, is settling by way of concession. You're giving up something. Here's two people or more at the bargaining table. Everybody's got to give up something so that we can all walk out of the room happy. And again, sometimes when we do that, it's all smiles and handshakes. But deep down inside, we didn't like having to give up something. It's a giving up. It's a settling by way of concession. You give up something, I'll give up something, and everybody will be happy. Well, the problem with this, with regard to Pharaoh, is God is saying, I'm not giving up anything. And we've got to learn that. That there are some things in life that we just don't concede on. Now, if we're talking about matters of opinion and judgment, I believe it's actually a virtue to be willing to concede. I think about Acts chapter 15, and are we going to take John Mark or not? And so Paul and Silas and Barnabas are discussing these matters. And Paul doesn't want to take him. Barnabas wants to take him. And so there's a concession. That's a judgment. And I believe it's actually a virtue to show some ability to have some concession and compromise with matters such as that. And we do that in our marriage, and we do that in home and family, and we do that at work and other kinds of things. When we're talking about matters of opinion and judgment, then compromise is a great thing. But that's not what we're talking about here in Exodus chapters 8 through 10 and these other chapters. We're talking about where God says, "Let my people go." They need to completely come out of Egypt. And so if we're talking about matters of morality and truth and what is commanded by God, compromise and concession is completely wrong. When we compromise between the vices that are in the world and the virtues that are in God's Word, I believe it's an insult to virtue to compromise with vice. A half-truth is a whole lie. Not to obey is to completely disobey. Jesus said on another occasion in Matthew chapter 12 that if you're not for me, you're against me. There's only two choices. We want a third choice. There is no third choice. And so we want to be encouraged this morning to be completely committed to Christ. Anything less, not only is it compromise, but we're really not happy. And eventually we become unfaithful and we leave the church and that type of thing. When we learn to be completely committed, then we'll be happy, we'll be fruitful, we'll be faithful, we'll be encouraging, and we'll stay true to the Lord all through our life. Let's look at four of Pharaoh's compromises. Well, of course, as we've just mentioned, the water turned to blood, frogs, lice, flies. And when we come to chapter 8, we have this plague of frogs. And we have the first of Pharaoh's compromises. Look at Exodus chapter 8 and verse 25. Exodus 8, 25. Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron. Now remember, the command is, let my people go. We've got to leave Egypt. We begin to see Pharaoh wants to, let's just sit down and settle for something less. Verse 25. Go sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not meet, expedient, good. It is not meet so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians to Jehovah our God. Lo, we sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Jehovah our God, and he as he has commanded us. The first of Pharaoh's compromises is go sacrifice to your God in the land. Don't leave, just stay right here and sacrifice to your God. It would be like somebody saying today that any place for worship is right. You can stay in the world, you can be a worldly person. If you want to add to that your worship of God, that's fine. Just worship God in the land. And Moses, look at verse 26, immediately begins to say, this is not going to work. Brethren, when that happens in our life from day to day, just say, no, this is not going to work. Don't start thinking, well, concession, and I'm good with something. No, just say no. Nothing short of complete obedience to Christ today is what is going to be pleasing to Christ. This compromise is not going to work, but Pharaoh offers it. For this example, maybe Pharaoh could have had a group of slaves that were happy serving their God. Let's keep the Hebrews in our land. We can still get the slavery out of them. We can still use them as work. And let them be happy. They can serve their God in the land. We want them to worship on a regular basis. We want them to be happy, but they got to stay right here and do it. Their God is as good as ours and vice versa. Might as well make them happy. Let them worship God. But you got to do it right here in the land. Look at verse 27. This is not going to work. We need to go 3 days' journey. That's completely getting out of Egypt. Nothing short of complete obedience is what God wants. And Abraham knows this. Look back at... Moses knows this. We've been studying so much in the adult class about Abraham. He's on my mind. Moses knows this full well. Look at verse 26. He mentions a couple of things. Number one, it would be an abomination to God. It would be like putting God on the same plane with idols. Well, we'll just worship our God in the land. Our God's like your God. They're all the same gods. They're all common. There's no difference between them. And Moses says, no, this is not going to work. Number one, because we sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians to Jehovah our God. We're not going to do that. And number two, the Egyptians are not even going to like that. Look at what he says. When we do this, will they not stone us? They don't even want us doing this. It's not going to work. And number three, it's not what God said to do. It would violate the original plan to leave and go 3 days' journey out of Egypt. Do you remember I said earlier about when God makes a bar? Turn back with me to chapter 3. Do you remember when God originally appeared to Moses in the burning bush and he's making this call that Moses is going to lead the Israelites out of Egypt? Look at chapter 3 and verse 18. Now let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God. The same thing in chapter 5 and verse 3. This is the original commandment. This is God's bar, 3 days out. And Pharaoh said, no, let's just lower the bar. Let's just do it in the land. When God commands something, let us never lower the bar. We're tempted to serve God today while remaining in the land. And that's what the devil wants. This is the compromise of remaining in the world. The devil says, okay, if you want to become a Christian, that's fine. Just stay in the world and do it. Be a worldly person 3 times a week. Go to a Church of Christ building and go through some motions over there. But the rest of the time, just be in the world. You see the compromise? Go to church or get in church on Sunday, but live like the world the rest of the week. This is a compromise. And it will not do. I believe the devil does the same thing that Pharaoh did. When he sees that we are bent on having Christ in our life in some kind of way, okay, I'll just sit down with the table of compromise and concession and let's see if we can lower the bar in some kind of way. Or, he might say today with regard to denominationalism, stay in the church of your choice, in the land, and your worship will be fine. You see how that's a compromise? And so this morning I want to encourage us not to settle for something less. We're not going to be in the world and in the church. That's incompatible. We're not going to have 1 foot in the church and 1 foot in the world and try to work that throughout the week. That is incompatible. Paul writes to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 6 following to come out and be separate from that. James says that we are not to have friendships with the world. If we do, we're at enmity with God. And love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We're not going to go to a church building 3 times a week, but then dress like the world and think like the world and act like the world and so forth the rest of the week. Be completely committed to Christ. There's no place for worshiping God in the land. That's just simply a compromise. Moses refused this compromise, and the encouragement this morning is for us to do the same. Come back with me to Exodus chapter 8. Let's look at the second one. Exodus chapter 8. As we keep reading down through the text in verse 28. Exodus 8, verse 28. So, Moses says, no, nothing short of leaving for 3 days' journey. No. Verse 28, and Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to Jehovah your God in the wilderness. So now I'm going to let it out just a little bit more. Okay, I see that you won't budge, Moses. Okay, so I'll offer this one. Why don't you go out into the wilderness only you shall not go very far away. Will that work for you guys? Will that work for you? See, that's kind of what he's saying. Well, we know where the story is headed. We know that that will not work. This is a compromise of just having a little bit of religion in your life. It'd be like somebody today saying a little religion won't hurt. The devil says, I don't care if you have a little religion in your life. Just don't go very far away from the world. Stay close enough to where I can get you back in at any moment. I'm good with you filling out your Bible class lesson as long as I can get you back in at any moment. I'm good with you taking the Lord's Supper periodically as long as I can get you back in at any time I would like. You stop and think about this compromise in verse 28, why Pharaoh would say something like this. He could keep his eyes on the Israelites. He could keep his influence and control over them. Yes, they leave and they go out into the wilderness a little bit, but they're not so far away that he can't get them at any time that he wants. This is not 3 days' journey. 3 days' journey is getting on out of town. This is just get out a little ways. This will not work for us as Christians. This would not work for Moses, and it won't work for us. That's the encouragement. Nothing short of complete obedience will work. Today we're tempted to serve God, but not very far away from the world. This would be what I would call the compromise of lukewarmness, and we see it settling in the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3. And you can have this situation where, if we're not careful, we'll become a Christian, but we won't completely leave the world. There's something of that old life that we want to pull forward. Something that our parents were doing, and something that I did as a child, and something that I did as a teenager, and some habit or attitude that I had when I was younger. I just don't want to completely let it go. And so it comes back to be in my life from time to time. So, as we said earlier, we'll keep one foot in the church, one foot in the world. We'll be neighborly, and I use that in the sense of neighborly with worldly things. We don't completely condemn worldly things. We don't completely say no to worldly things. We may not do it ourselves, but we're not going to condemn anybody who does or be critical of anybody who does. And so we find ourselves straddling the fence. It's not complete commitment to the Lord. Do you know of anybody in the church that is so close to the world that they just easily fall back in? They're straddling the fence, so to speak. They're standing in the middle of the road, so to speak. Do you know of anybody like that? Let me ask you, are those people happy? They've got just enough of the world and the church in them at the same time. They're not really happy. They're not happy when they're in the world because they got enough church in them to know I really shouldn't be doing this. But then when they're with brethren, they're not really happy there because they got the world in them. Compromise really is not the place to be, and it's not all cracked up like it's sold. Often we're not happy. We're not productive. We're not fruitful. We're not faithful. And so the Hebrew writer is trying to encourage Christians not to fall back into that old way of life, be it worldliness or going back to the old law or other types of things. And he talks about in chapter 6 and verse 4 that there are some who fall away and they get to the point where they will not be renewed unto repentance. We've got to learn as soon as we can in life that complete commitment is what is going to carry us all the way through. Anything less that is a compromise is putting us in danger of just doing what the world wants us to do. And we know from 2 Peter 2 and other Bible passages where Christians can fall away. They can go back into the world. And in 2 Peter 2, those individuals are promising them liberty. All of these things that you can have in the world, just come back to the world. It's like a dog returning to his vomit or a sow wallowing in the mire. let's not straddle the fence. Let's not be partly decisive on who we want to serve, but this morning be completely committed to Christ. And if there are these compromises that we're seeing in our life, get rid of them. They affect our attendance. They affect our usefulness, our activity, our service. And while it is an easier life, compromise is always easier than full commitment. It doesn't bring the reward that we think that it does. Pharaoh's second compromise is just basically a compromise of lukewarmness. Just don't go very far away. That will not work for Moses. That will not work for us. Some Christians are like Israel. We don't want to completely make a break. And the encouragement this morning is to completely make a break. Grow away from the old world. Do you remember after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and they completely got out? And by the way, who chased them all the way up until the Red Sea? Pharaoh's still chasing them all the way up to the Red Sea. When you're baptized in this Red Sea up here, this is your dividing point. I don't think the devil quits. He doesn't quit chasing us. He's going to keep coming after us. But when they pass through the Red Sea, look at Exodus 14, 11 and 12. Look at chapter 16. Look at chapter 17. What are some of the Israelites saying? We want to go back. We need to be growing away from that old life, not keeping it in our mind and periodically desiring to go back to it. We find it even in the wilderness wanderings as you get farther out in the book of Numbers. What does Stephen say in Acts chapter 7 and verse 39? Turn with me there. When Stephen is preaching and he's reviewing some of the history of some of these matters, what does Stephen say in Acts 7 and verse 39? Let's learn the principle to be completely committed. And maybe it's good for all of us to make an inventory and make sure that those little elements of compromise are not in our lives. But Acts 7 and verse 39, to whom our fathers would not be obedient, but thrust him from them and turned back in their hearts unto Egypt. Underscore that in your Bible. They didn't turn back physically. They turned back in their hearts. We want to go back. That's where our desire is. That's where our priority is. That's where our eyesight is. And if you're always looking back to the world, the way I used to dress and the way I used to talk and the friends I used to hang around, if you're always in your heart looking back and longing toward that, that's where you'll go. Let's be like Moses and refuse that compromise. Let's say no to that. Moses said, no, that's not going to work. Back to Exodus chapter 8 now, we have the plague of frogs and then the plague of lice and flies, the murrain or the disease of cattle, the boils, the hail. And then come with me now to chapter 10 when there is the promise or the threat of the plague of locusts. Look at chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. By this time, Moses' servants, Pharaoh's servants, are bothered by all of these plagues. They realize that God is punishing them. And they come to Pharaoh and they want Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. Look at Exodus 10, verse 7. Pharaoh's servants said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us, Moses? Let the men go, that they may serve Jehovah their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve Jehovah your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds we will go, for we must hold a feast unto Jehovah. And he said unto them, so be Jehovah with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. This is Pharaoh. Not so. I'm not going to listen to that particular request of verse 9 where it's the young and the old and the sons and the daughters. Not so. But go now, ye that are men, and serve Jehovah. for that is what you desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. So the third compromise is, I'll let you go and you can go serve your God, but just the men. It would be like somebody saying today that religion is not for everyone. Each generation that comes along, we are being threatened in our nation and really around the world that when each generation comes along, they're not interested in God like we are. They're not interested in the Bible like we are. And it's tough. It's tough to keep our children and our grandchildren interested in spiritual things. But often the next generation says, well, that religion stuff, that church stuff, that's for my parents and my grandparents. That's not for me. So Pharaoh says, okay, I'll let the men go. Not the whole family. Not the young and the old. Not the sons and the daughters. And so Pharaoh wanted the Israelite offspring to stay with them. If the men left, he could still have young slaves. Or he may have known that the men would return to their families. And so you can see his thinking, but his thinking is not what God wants. This would not work. And so, again, for a third time, Moses says no. When we think about this morning our marriages and our families, our children and our grandchildren, I want us to be encouraged this morning to think along the lines that service to God is for all of us. God wants the whole family. God wants both spouses. Well, my husband doesn't come. My wife doesn't come. He wants the parents and the children. Well, my mom and dad don't come, or my children don't come. God wants all of us. Don't let the devil pull some part of the family, some member of the family, out where they will not worship God. Let us as parents make sure that we are here with our children. That we and our children are being raised properly. As I said earlier, I see more and more of this in each generation that comes along, that religion is just for old folks. Do you know that church buildings across the land, I'm not talking about churches of Christ, I'm talking about all basic religions. Do you know that buildings are more empty today than they have been in the history of our nation? Large buildings, empty. I'm hearing more and more where different religions are selling their church buildings because nobody's coming anymore. The old people are dying off and the young people aren't replacing them. There's churches of Christ that are closing their door. The large congregation, Riverside Drive, in north side of Nashville, just a few years back, had to sell their building and close their doors because they just had a small handful meeting there. Will that be the case here at Warfield Boulevard 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years from now? There are churches of Christ that are selling their church buildings that once held 100, 200, 300, up to 500 people. The Highland Boulevard Church of Christ, back in the 90s, sold their church building. At one time, they were 300, 400, 500 members. They sold their building in the 90s because nobody was coming anymore. That's a reality that we're facing. Different religions are doing the same thing because the next generation down, I'm just not on board with that church stuff like my parents were. And that's exactly what Pharaoh is offering. Let the men go, but let me keep everybody else. Let my husband go to church, but not my wife. Or let my wife go to church, but not my husband, and so forth. Let us all be serving God like Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Moses refused, and I believe we should as well. Let's say no to that. And it's hard. It's hard. And we have to have authentic Christianity ourselves as parents and grandparents. We have to answer the questions that they're asking. We have to provide them with the Bible answers to the tough questions they're asking. We have to constantly guard the material and the worldly things that they face from day to day. Absolutely, it's difficult. It would be easy for me to just have religion myself and not worry about anybody else. I'll just get in my car and have my religion. That's the easy thing. But as parents and grandparents, it's the harder way, but it's the more blessed way that we make sure that all of us are going to serve the Lord. This is not going to work, Moses says. And compromise is not going to work for us as Christians. Turn with me to chapter 10 and verse 24, and let's look then at the last compromise. I'm going to start reading in Exodus chapter 10. I may have said Acts. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. And Jehovah said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. And they saw not one another, neither rose any one from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve Jehovah. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Okay, if you want the young people and your spouses, you can have them. Let all the family members go, but you have to keep your flocks here. Just let out the line a little bit, the line of compromise. Well, first of all, worship, but just in the land. Okay, if that won't work for you, I'll let it out a little bit. Go worship in the wilderness, not very far away. Okay, well, if that won't work for you, then let the men go. Well, if that won't work for you, you can let all the people go, but let the flock, just let out a little bit of compromise each time. Can we concede? It's just not going to work. Go serve Jehovah, but let your flocks and your herds stay back. Verse 25, Moses said, thou must also give unto our hand sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto Jehovah our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind. That's a great sermon title right there. We're not going to leave one hoof behind. Complete and total commitment to the Lord. Pharaoh knows that this is a compromise. And we might say today, God wants your mind, but not your material possessions. He wants you to come to church 3 times a week, but don't give your money. Don't use the material possessions that you have in the Lord's service. Don't use your cars or your homes or anything like that in the service of the Lord. All of that is for me and the world. Give God your mind and your heart, but don't give Him your material possessions. And Moses says in verse 25, wait a minute, that's not going to work. It's the flocks that we need to sacrifice to God. That's a part of serving God as well. Pharaoh's not dumb. He reasons this way. Well, I may lose some slaves, but I can still make a profit on their material possessions. Or he may have been thinking that, yeah, they're going to go out there 3 days without their flocks. They're going to be coming right back because they're going to need something to eat and they're going to need some other of their possessions. And so this is the way that I can keep them close. This would never work. And Moses reminds Pharaoh that they need their possessions, their material possessions, to serve the Lord, namely in sacrifice. And so we have to have this as well. Brethren, today the devil uses the same types of compromise for us. We're tempted to serve the Lord with our mind while serving the devil with our possessions. And this would be the compromise of unconsecrated livelihood. Meaning that I'll go to church and I'll read my Bible, but with regard to my money and my material possessions, that's for me and that's for the world, and the Lord doesn't get any of that. And what we find here is that God wants all of us and all of our things to be committed to Him. The devil says, let me have your money and your material possessions. God can have your heart if I can have everything else. What about our contribution on Sunday? I've known of brethren who won't give. What about our material possessions, our cars and our homes and other things that God blesses us with? In the book of Acts, the New Testament church, they were bringing of their own things to help those who were needy. And we find this man named Barnabas who's willing to sell a piece of his own land and give it to the church to take care of the needy. God wants all of us. And let's completely give Him that. As Moses refused, we should as well. Well, this morning, I want us to think about, as we close, serving God on Pharaoh's terms. Where are we? Are we completely out of Egypt? Are we completely out of Egypt this morning? Have we crossed the Red Sea and we're completely out? Or are we still trying to serve God in the land? Or trying to serve God not very far away? Or trying to serve God with just part of the family but not the other? Or trying to serve God with our mind but not our material possessions? Are we completely out and completely consecrated and dedicated and committed to the Lord? Full and complete separation is what God desires. And let's never compromise with Pharaoh or the devil. He wins every time. When we sit down at the table of concession and compromise with the devil, he wins every time. What Pharaoh is wanting to do, for the most part, I believe, is to keep them in bondage. Keep them around to where he can keep his eye on them and keep his finger of control on them. And that's what the devil wants. I don't care if you're baptized, as long as I can keep my eye on you and keep my control over you. You see? Let's leave this morning dedicated to 100% of our life in service to God. Anything short of that, God will not accept. There's just some things that God does not compromise on. And it's a great lesson and a great reminder for us. And when those Israelites learned that lesson, it took a while. Then they realized how blessed they were to come out of that world. There were times when they wanted to go back. There were times when they murmur and complain. But like Joshua and Caleb, those individuals who truly realized that complete separation is what is best, you see people like that having fruitful and serving lives in the Lord. Let's not serve God on Pharaoh's terms. If we can encourage you this morning to come, we're going to sing this song of encouragement. Lord, I'm coming home. Completely come to Him. Come this morning and be baptized into Christ and make that complete separation. As a child of God, if we found ourselves trying to serve God but in the land, we're just sort of compromising and we need to come back and make that change. Let's do that. But the encouragement this morning is to say no to concession and compromise and be completely and 100% dedicated and committed to serving God. And I hope that this lesson has encouraged us to do that very thing. Let's go out this week and be committed, not compromised. If we can help you in some way, why won't you come as we stand and sing?